This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign.
And so it began just minutes ago, the long-anticipated press conference meant to precede the even more anticipated release of the Robert Mueller report. A news conference just underway as of about a half an hour ago has revealed little more than what the Attorney General William Barr summarized in his four-page letter released 2 weeks ago upon his receiving of the unredacted report. He did explain in an opening statement that Russia did indeed interfere with the Internet Research Agency, a Russian-based organization that existed for no other reason than to sow discord and skepticism in the 2016 election.
But the special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government or the IRA in this illegal scheme.
As the opening statement continued, Attorney General Barr discussed the additional concern regarding obstruction of justice.
This team of Boeing pilots, engineers.
And Barr went on to answer a few questions from reporters, providing short answers, then ending the news conference that lasted just 20 minutes. One of the dominant stories, of course, of the two-year presidency of Donald Trump. And he talked about it yesterday, appearing on a local Washington radio show.
You'll see a lot of very strong things come out tomorrow. Attorney General Barr is going to be giving a press conference. Maybe I'll do one after that. We'll see.
This is VOA News. Suspected separatist militants ambushed a bus in southwestern Pakistan before dawn Thursday and killed 14 passengers, mostly Navy personnel. Witnesses said the bus was stopped in a remote area when a group of about two dozen assailants, disguised as paramilitary forces, went through identification cards of all the passengers before forcing 16 of them out and spraying them with bullets. Two of the hostages managed to escape in the process and reach the nearest security checkpost to narrate the incident. A Pakistan Navy spokesman later confirmed its personnel were among the slain men, but gave no further details. The United Nations said Wednesday that the Libyan capital saw its most intense fighting overnight since the forces of General Khalifa Haftar began their battle to take Tripoli earlier this month. The UN's top diplomat in Libya condemned the shelling on Twitter. To that end, the UN Security Council has been considering a draft resolution this week calling for an immediate de-escalation and ceasefire. The International Organization for Migration said Wednesday that the offensive has displaced 25,000 people in the capital, with 4,500 displaced in the past 24 hours alone. North Korea is demanding that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo no longer take part in any further talks involving its nuclear weapons program. According to a report by the official KCNA news agency, a senior official in the North's foreign ministry, Kwon Jong-un, says that Pyongyang wants someone who is more careful and what he calls mature in communicating. Kwon Jong-un's comments were released hours after the regime announced that the North had tested a new tactical guided weapon, the latest display of Pyongyang's military capabilities. The KCNA said it was actually Kim Jong-un supervising and guiding the Wednesday test, calling it an operation of very weighty significance. Meanwhile, North Korean leader and Russian President Vladimir Putin are set to meet later this month in Moscow. The Kremlin announcement was made Thursday after North Korea said it tested a new tactical weapon armed with a powerful warhead. The Kremlin did not provide details of the Putin-Kim summit, but said it had planned the meeting for months. Now, the hour's lead story, a press conference that lasted only about 20 minutes, has just ended in Washington. It was to have been a much longer affair, but it ended abruptly after a few short questions, after once again Attorney General Barr reiterated his summarization that there was no collusion with the Russians on behalf of the Trump campaign. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
Voice of OAA.